Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, we're into overdrive. When I end this transmission in 5 minutes, I'm going to the Texas State Capitol. They're locked in a battle. The House has unanimously voted to tell the TSA they can't grope women and children and stick their hands on our pants. The Senate was threatened by the feds for a federal blockade to block all aircraft in and out of Texas if we don't do that. So I'm going to be down there in about 30, 40 minutes going to talk to my Texas state senators. Hope to see you in those offices. Yes, there are representatives. Go talk to them. Congresswoman, briefly, what do you make of the power grab of the TSA?
Well, you know, this is absolutely outrageous that we are forced to literally take our clothes off in order to get on a plane. And now Chuck Schumer tells us that we have to take our clothes off or be groped by strangers at bus stations and other areas of, you know, for transportation. So this is ridiculous. This is not America anymore. And that's what I say, you know, when our members of Congress are so removed from the issues that and the needs of average, ordinary American citizens, we need change in a real way. That's what people thought they were voting for when they voted for President Obama. And now I think this is ought to be a lesson for everyone that you cannot get the kind of substantive policy change that we need by merely going to the polls and voting for the same people.
I haven't seen the full Libya report, but is it true that you've now gone public with the fact that AIPAC, which is basically Israeli intelligence, came to you and said, we'll get behind you if you shift and basically bow down and sign a pledge to be a servant of Israel?
Yes. I'm really surprised about this getting traction so late, because this was actually the problem that I had when I ran for the first time in Congress in 1992. A fax came over the MyFax machine from AIPAC, and it was a pledge, and it had like 7 points on it. And one of those points was the Jerusalem's the capital city. The other one was military superiority of Israel. The other one was continued economic assistance at, you know, whatever levels Israel requests. And there were two other points. I can't remember them. And I refused to sign the pledge. I said, well, you know, I haven't even gotten elected yet. Why don't you give me an opportunity to get into the office, let me study the issues, and then I'll see where our positions can coincide. That wasn't good enough for them. They wanted me to sign a pledge to all of those points and more before I even got into office. And then what happened is that when I refused to sign the pledge, then that's when I discovered that whether it's an environmental organization, a woman's organization, a peace organization, didn't matter. Eventually, I got the question, did you sign the pledge? And since I had to answer the question as a no, then I didn't get any money.
So it's across the board, unbelievable, regardless of what your view is on Israel. This is a foreign country manipulating what's happening inside our nation. It's all part of globalist domination. In closing, you're there. How long will you be in Libya? And what do you, how do you see this ending?
Well, actually, I am about to leave so that I can prepare for a delegation, and hopefully we will be departing the USA very soon, like in the next few days, and I will have a delegation of about 15 to 20 people. So if there's anyone who is interested in going, Alex, you might want to come over here with me on one of the delegations. I would be more than happy to bring
you. I don't know
you.
If I have as much courage as you do know.
Yes, of course you
no,
do.
No, I know. I'd go. I'm pinned down here. I know Wayne Madsen's gone over there. Well, I would think about it. Folks can check out your Twitter, your MySpace. Just put Cynthia McKinney in, and it comes
yeah,
up.
And it'll come up.
You know, any way you slice it, ma'am, you've got a lot of courage, and you're a straight shooter, and that's why I admire you, and you're just an amazing lady, and I wish more men in this country were like you, and we wouldn't be going into slavery under this globalist tyranny. But thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Alex, for having me.
Let me say bye to you as we go to break here. Folks, I'm getting ready to get in the car and go to the Texas State Capitol, try to kick the feds out of here with their goons sticking their hands down people's pants. So join me down there at the Texas State Capitol. Get in your cars, come down there. We don't have the courage of Cynthia McKinney, but we got the courage to go to our Capitol and talk to our representatives, don't we? State senators, I'll see you there.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joined us, because this is going to be an epic transmission. So much is coming together. No, you're not imagining things. The world is getting wilder and more hectic and crazy by the minute, because our planet is going through incredible technological, societal changes right now, and the ruling elite, the parasites, the global corporate fascist controllers of this globe have been waging a war against individuality, a war against the family, a war against real intellectual political debate, where they have created scores of different false flavors of political ideas and choices, but they are only different on the surface. And more people are awakening to the fact that we live in a engineered society, and more people are first freeing their minds and then attempting to move off the grid, at least as much as they can, so that they are not fully under the control of the social engineers that are playing God with our lives. In the words of Bob Dylan, they play with our world like it's their little toy. Now, let me just blitz through the headlines. I'm going to do it. I'm just going to read the headlines here that are in front of me. Federal blockade. TSA tells the state of Texas that they may block all flights to the state of Texas if anyone dares resist the TSA fondling women's breasts and sticking their hands down small children's pants and grabbing congressmen's genitals. We have a state representative, David Simpson, joining us coming up in about 25 minutes from now. Continuing, powerful bipartisan caucus prepares to fight TSA. Other headline, TSA launches groping at high school proms, other public places. Announces that resistance is basically futile. Now, here's the big one. Now, I'll go into more detail later. DHS merges with Pentagon and NSA under Obama's cybersecurity threat plan, Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. Now, again, we wrote about this years ago, and I know it sounds shocking, but we have the CBS news report, a clip from it, where they say just that, but they advertise this liberty-killing surveillance control cyanide as if it's mother's milk. Going to be breaking that down. Also, Ron Paul bumper sticker gets man kicked out of National Park. Not land of the free, home of the brave. Every federal bureaucrat you can imagine has been told they are God, you are the slave, and the brown shirts are going to keep us in line. Continuing, Obama's agenda for European trip progresses from ceremony to statecraft, accelerating the call for global carbon taxes, global governance, you name it, U.S.-U.K., next phase of world domination, announced that the British will now sit in on the internal U.S. Security Council. And it's the Security Council that calls the shots. Presidents read off teleprompters. So good old jolly England and that corrupt empire, not the people of England, but that corrupt city of London within London that has their puppet queen, is now fully anglicizing our country, turning us into Anglophiles that we rebelled against in 1776. And you notice that most of the presenters are now phasing into being British. We're told to worship the Queen. Disgusting statements about how dare Obama not properly grovel and execute the ceremony before the living Pharaoh, Queen Elizabeth II. And the media agonizes over the fact that all of the worship is not being executed properly while Obama and the royals sip $1,000 a glass of vino, let them eat cake while the society degenerates and millions, more than 15 million, starve each year, predominantly because of globalist policies in the third world. We're going to be breaking that down. Also, obviously, smoking gun, government moles alerted investigator of planted Obama birth certificate 2 months before release. Dr. Jerome Corsi, author of Where is the Birth Certificate Made Good, on giving me the five articles he'd written but not published back in February, detailing that they knew that there was a plan to plant the birth certificate. They had people inside the health department in the stacks, and then they alerted him 3 weeks before that the birth certificate had been inserted and that Obama has basically taken the bait in the sting. So that is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with the heretofore never published WorldNet Daily article and the other four drafts. Total of five. Big breaking news on that front. We'll be breaking that down more later in the broadcast. Obviously, violent storms killed another 13 in Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas. 124 dead as more tornadoes head towards Joplin, Missouri. That was last night. It's well over 500 people dead now. Images of a hospital devastated. Biggest storm system in years hits Dallas, Fort Worth. Our hopes and prayers go out to those folks. You know, in the old days, 50, 60, in the old days, back in Grandpappy's days, everybody, even in the big cities, had a little garden, bought food at the market if they had to. If they didn't have a garden or a small plot of land or a farm, they canned things instinctively. Humans knew how to knit. They knew how to produce their own clothes. Humans knew how to plow a field, how to grow tomatoes. Universally across the planet, it's an instinct, like the ant who prepares for the winter. The grasshopper doesn't. We all know that parable. The grasshopper dies, the ant doesn't. But you go back 50, 60, 70 years ago, Americans, but folks all over the world, were self-sufficient to a great extent. And they didn't just can foods. Everybody in hurricane-ravaged zones of the United States, everyone, for spring and summer storms, had a storm shelter. And they would, every time a storm came in, because they didn't have weather warnings, every time there was a storm, they didn't have meteorologists then who could, you know, tell them a hurricane just touched down. They, when they saw a big storm blowing in with big thunderheads, a cold front coming into a warm pressure area, everybody got the checkers set or the chess set, and the family went down by kerosene lamp into the storm cellar and waited until the storms blew over. Now, nowadays, people, if they see storms, aren't worried about it unless they go watch TV, and then where are they supposed to hide? It's just like with the advent of the Texas Instruments calculator. In the last 35 years, the test scores, the arithmetic has plunged. And in schools, children aren't taught how to do basic math anymore. They're taught how to use a calculator. Well, it's the same thing with the great technology of Doppler radar. People statistically tend to sit there and wait to be killed, sitting in front of the windows in their house when tornadoes are coming, because even if they know one's coming, they don't have a storm cellar, a storm shelter to get into. And so that's an example of people in past generations being self-sufficient, being conscious of danger, and knowing it's their job to protect themselves. Take the Mississippi River overflowing and destroying towns and cities, as it's done many times in recorded history in the last 350 years or so here in North America. What did the self-sufficient farmers do? They built their own little dams around their houses and barns and weren't destroyed. But the city folk had moved out to the country, the Trendies and others, they didn't know what to do. Their homes were destroyed. So again, the government can't and won't and is never able to protect you in a mass scale. Just like, where do mass shooters go to kill people? They go to universities. They go to public schools where they know no one is armed. They go to those gun-free zones knowing it's a place where they'll be safe to kill as many people as they want. It's all part of this domesticated society. And my heart just goes out to all of these women and children and men that have been killed, and the reports of women having their three-year-old toddlers torn out of their arms by the wind and being sucked up like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz in the tornadoes. It's just absolutely nightmarish. You know, I went and saw my kindergarten daughter and my second-grade son, their last day of school. They're homeschooled, but they go to a two-day-a-week homeschool slash, you know, type academy system. They're becoming more and more popular at a church. And they were – I went there for their graduation, and it was just so touching how these little innocent children's eyes are electrified with discovery and innocence and true beauty. And I just thought about this corrupting Hollywood, Madison Avenue culture that will take all the basic instincts and programming that is so admirable in the great human spirit of exploration, creation, and love of beauty and innocence, and twist it and turn it into these unhappy, wrecked individuals who've been taught to feel inadequate by this culture of death that emanates out of the advertising agencies that run this country and now have tentacles into the rest of the world, as they sell the planet their false reality, as they sell the planet their abject mental poison. As Edward Bernays wrote, they need to make you feel inadequate first, feel powerless first, so they can sell you their products. They want to make women feel like they're fat and ugly so they can sell them more products to be acceptable. They want to make men feel inadequate and then take their male instinct to defend their people, their tribe, their liberty, and put it on to gladiatorial diversions like modern sports as men are kept in an adolescent slash addled state. All right, when we come back, Obama and Cameron, no let up on Gaddafi. Stock slip on recovery fears. Dozens of new pyramids found in Egypt. It's all coming up.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month, but you must call now.
Call 888-444-6625. That's 888-444-6625. Again, 888-444-6625.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoodsDirect has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoodsDirect right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
I'm right, I'm the enemy.
Okay, we're going to be going to Tripoli coming up in the last 30 minutes of the transmission today with former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney. When Jaron was talking to her yesterday on her cell phone, he heard explosions going off in the background, and she said, yes, we're under bombardment. They are blowing Tripoli to the ground, killing civilians everywhere. British attack helicopters now beginning to go in. Ground forces backed up by U.S. and British special forces. But remember, this is not a war. This is not an attack. This is humanitarian love bombs. Absolutely outrageous. General Hamid Ghul on China saying any U.S.-backed attacks on Pakistan will be attacks on China. Huge escalations on that front. And it's just going to get crazier from here on out. I was listening to mainline morning talk shows on country and on rock stations just to see what they're doing this morning. And it was utterly mindless Hollywood news, gibbering callers, gibbering host. Much of the public is in a trance and has no idea what's going on. And that just allows the social engineers and criminals to absolutely run wild. And you try to warn one of these dumbed-down Hollywood zombies, people that follow the whole Hollywood thing, you can't even communicate with them. And they think it's bizarre if you're informed. It's like that movie Idiocracy, where if you can string a sentence together, they think you're showing off and have you arrested. Financial terrorism, TSA holds Texas flights hostage. I don't even have words to describe how incredible this is. This is a federal blockade of Texas. The House passed it. The Senate was set to pass it unanimously. Unanimously. They had a unanimous votes lined up. And Homeland Security sent them a letter and said, we will put a blockade in and not allow any aircraft, period, to fly into the state of Texas. Now that is financial terrorism. That is the essence of who these people are. Take the federal judge last week in New Mexico. He said TSA will now oversee all checkpoints. They will be in the prom sticking their hands down your pants. It's all meant to be over the top. It's all meant to be in your face. And we have the state rep who authored the bill joining us. He likens it to the Texas fight against Mexican tyranny when this state was founded in 1836. DOJ resorts to economic terrorism. Lawmaker compares fight to revolutionary war against Mexico. How about against the British? That's what it's really like. An astounding Department of Justice threat to cancel airline flights to and from Texas. And now they got the TSA saying they got jurisdiction for public schools. I mean, folks, this is the National Security Force. In fact, cue that up for the next interview coming up, the Obama clip. We need a domestic security force just as big, just as strong as our military. Remember that? Well, this is bipartisan. That was announced by Ridge under Bush. See, a lot of you love to hate this because you think it's Obama. That's a teleprompter reading nobody. Get that, okay? Doesn't mean I like him. He's a wicked little puppet. An astounding Department of Justice threat to cancel airline flights to and from Texas, in addition to underhanded lobbying by TSA representatives, have killed efforts in the state to pass HB 1937. It's time to call their bluff and then just have Texas, if you want it, secede and say, we're not under federal jurisdiction. We have that right to revolt. And see if they roll federal troops in here over this TSA thing. I mean, it's getting to that point, ladies and gentlemen, when they say, look, we're going to molest your wives and your children and grab women's breasts in Texas. It's happened, including the state rep who authored this happened to his children. Or we're going to have a blockade. This is what they did to the Russians trying to bring nukes into Cuba. I mean, a blockade is an act of war under international law. They're now threatening blockades of Texas. And the state rep, who's a senior state rep, he's calling it an act of war. He's joining us in a moment. It is an act of war. They put blockades on people like Saddam Hussein. And there's no federal law they can do. Those FBI agents can't stick their hands down your pants. In a letter to Texas lawmakers, including Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, Speaker Joe Strauss, the House Clerk, and the Secretary of the Senate, U.S. Attorney John E. Murphy, threatened to cripple the airline industry in the state if legislatures didn't back down. The details of this federal blockade threatened. That's what started the Civil War, were federal blockades of ports. And so in rolled the Confederate ships to blast the fort. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. I mean, it's on. It's on.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Things are getting shuffled around. It looks like we've still got Cynthia McKinney joining us from Tripoli, but it's under heavy imperial bombardment by the globalists right now as they try to get that trillion-plus in oil reserves with their al-Qaeda-backed rebels, with the British troops landing and the British attack helicopters getting ready to go in. The new colonialism under the guise of humanitarianism is in full swing. She's coming up towards the end of the transmission. General Hamid Ghul is basically stuck in transit right now, but he should be on sometime during the broadcast. And Representative David Simpson, we just talked to him. You know, it's the end of the Texas legislative session. It's crazy. He's on at the start of the next hour, which is when Ghul could also do it. So we're trying to reshuffle everything right now, dealing with this incredible report dealing with the threat of the federal blockade. Now, remember, they're now announcing and they're running the operations with federal TSA. In fact, we have that clip where Obama says we need a domestic security force just as big and just as strong. We're going to play that in a moment. And he talks about a 1 million person force domestically for checkpoints on highways, at malls, at Walmarts, at sports stadiums. The TSA a few months ago put out video PSAs showing TSA agents in malls searching people, interspersed with clips from newscasts of TSA in Florida searching people at bus stations, 9,000 Walmarts. Think about this, 9,000 malls, Walmarts, other public places, 840-plus Walmarts in total, but 8,000-plus other locations, putting in giant telescreens in Walmarts saying, don't trust your neighbor, watch for terrorists, terrorists are everywhere, only trust your government. That's basically the message that's being sold directly out of 1984. So, here's the article. Federal terrorism. TSA holds Texas flights hostage. Infowars.com. When you get this article out to everyone, this is so big. DOJ resorts to economic terrorism. Lawmaker compares fight to revolutionary war against Mexico. I'm going to finish the part of the article I read earlier. An astounding Department of Justice threat to cancel airline flights to and from Texas, in addition to underhanded lobbying by TSA representatives, has killed efforts in the state to pass HB 1937, a bill that would have made invasive pat-downs by TSA agents a felony. It's already a felony for a state cop, state police, FBI to stick their hands down your pants without a specific warrant, but they don't care. They're just setting the precedent. HB 1937, a bill that would have made it a criminal act for security personnel to touch a person's private areas without probable cause as a condition of travel or as a condition of entry into a public place, was headed for an imminent Senate vote in Texas, having already passed the House unanimously 138-0 before the federal government stepped in to nix the legislation. Now, remember, a federal judge has ruled the TSA are now the arbiters of all security. You want security at a school prom? TSA must be there, and that's the plan. They will command your local police, your local security. They have the magic wand not to follow any laws and to grope your genitals, including Congressman Ron Paul has been on having his genitals groped. Former Governor Jesse Ventura, genitals groped. Countless videos of small children with men, women sticking their hands down their pants. This is, again, the Nazis just lined you up and got your papers. Here, they're going further to train you to get in your space. In a letter to Texas lawmakers, including Lieutenant Governor David Duhurst, Speaker Joe Strauss, the House clerk, and the Senate secretary, U.S. Attorney John E. Murphy threatened to cripple the airline industry in the state if legislatures did not back down. If H.R. SIC 1937, couldn't even get the bill number right, the federal government would likely seek an emergency stay of the statute, Murphy wrote. Unless or until such a stay was granted, TSA would likely be required to cancel any flight or series of flights for which it could not ensure the safety of passengers and crew. Good! Do it! Show everybody what tyrants you are. Shutting down any flights in or out of Texas. Do it! Bring it out in the open. We're sick of it. Show us who you are. We urge you to consider the ramifications of this bill before casting your vote, Murphy added. To the fact that Murphy can't even get the name of the bill correct is almost as disconcerting as the rampant mafia-like attitude of the DOJ in using a de facto economic terrorism to shoot down the legislation. Following a fiery debate in the Texas House last night, Senate sponsor Dan Patrick, Republican of Houston, pulled the bill, remarking that TSA representatives had been lobbying the Texas Senate in an effort to mothball the legislation. I will pull HB 1937 down, but I will stand for liberty in the state of Texas, Patrick said. Well, that's have your cake and eat it too, buddy. Patrick added the TSA officials, not servants, or the people, just our officials, our owners, had warned him passing the bill could close down all the airports in Texas, which he regarded as a heavy-handed threat by the federal government. It's a threat of blockade, of war. That's called siege. That's what a blockade is. The staff of Representative David Simpson said the DOJ had thrown down the gauntlet, no kidding, in using such stark language to oppose the bill. Either Texas backs off and continues to let the government employees fondle innocent women, children, and men as a condition of travel, the staff wrote, or the TSA, Transportation Security Administration, has the authority to cancel flights or a series of flights. And it goes on to break down that Texas flights could be shut down because TSA would not be able to ensure the safety of passengers and crew if agents could not touch genitals. Someone must make a stand against these atrocities of our government agents. Remember what happened last year. The pilots union started suing. The pilots started refusing. Pilots get in there, run the aircraft, control it, a giant missile, thousands of times more powerful than a bomb or a gun. But they can't be trusted, toilet attendant level, minimum wage, pot-bellied, untrained goons, most of which quit because they won't grope people all day. Who wants to do that job? Sickos. That's the plan, to find that army of people that will do it and turn them loose on the streets. That's always been the plan. They were there sticking their hands down the stewardess's pants, the flight attendants, sticking their hands down the pilot's pants, grabbing their genitals on the outside. And the pilot said, "We're not doing this." They said, "We can use the aircraft. We're trusted with that. But some toilet attendant has got to do this to us." I mean, this is reality. Call them out on what they're doing. In a point-by-point refutation of the DOJ letter, Simpson compared the battle against the TSA to the Texas Revolutionary War against Mexico, writing, "Gentlemen, we find ourselves at such a watershed moment today. The federal government is attempting to deprive the citizens of Texas their constitutional right under the Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution in Article 1, Section 9 of the Texas Constitution. If we do not stand up for our citizens in the face of this deprivation of their personal rights and dignity, who will? The fact that the Department of Justice and the TSA have resorted to threats of economic terrorism in addition to underhanded lobbying techniques again illustrates the fact that the federal government is increasingly behaving like a criminal enterprise with total disregard for the Constitution. The TSA's initial response to HB 1937 was a claim that it could not become law because it violated supremacy clause of the U.S. Constitution, Article 6, Clause 2, a law the TSA claimed prevents states from regulating the federal government. Why do we even have states then? In reality, this was a complete fabrication. The statement is false. Ignorance from the TSA is unlikely, so I'll call a spade a spade. They're lying. The supremacy clause says nothing of the sort, reported Michael Bolden of the Tenth Amendment Center. Here's the full text. Ladies and gentlemen, read the Fourth Amendment. Your person, papers, effects, home cannot be touched without a specific warrant with sworn affidavit of what is illegal and the person, places, and things to be searched. We fought a war in 1776 over this. In 1836, my ancestors on my dad and my mother's side, my mom's families raised Colonel Travis's children. He left with them. We went to the Alamo. They were coming to Gonzales. They were coming to other towns to take the firearms and warrantless searches. And the Texans said, "We are not going to let you do what King George III tried. It's on." And they ran up flags with images of muskets and cannons and said, "Come and take it." And the war started. They said, "That's it. It's on. You want it? Come take it." And when they came, the war started. That's how it happens. That's what's going on in this society. Now, I'm going to be breaking this down more when the representative joins us, popping in the next hour. There's some good news. Powerful bipartisan Congress prepares to fight TSA. We'll give you more on that. TSA launches groping in high school proms, other public places. I mean, just completely out of their jurisdiction, like mad dogs. And it came out last year for over a year. Congress said, "Give us the radiation meter reports that are under federal law of the radiation emanating from these body scanners." TSA said, "We're not going to release it." Congress finally stood up with their proper governmental power over this rogue agency. It's rogue under the executive and the big banks, corporations that run that, the hijackers of this country. And they came to them and they said, you will release it. So what came out last month? They issued fake radiation studies. The real ones have come out many times what they had previously claimed the radiation levels were. They're not even following federal law to do monthly radiation gauging on these to make sure they're calibrated correctly. This is a pack of lawless criminals in a huge federal bureaucracy power grab. We've had the federal security bureaucracy when there's a backfire. Remember last year in the parking lot at the Capitol, a backfire from a vehicle. Go into congressmen's offices, go in another case during votes, and order them off the floor. And the congressmen say, I don't care what your danger is. You say you heard something out there. I got work to do. And they have grab them physically and remove them. This is the same thing that social engineers did 3,000 years ago in China. They would come to the Chinese emperors and their wives and say, you're so powerful, you're a god, you've got to stay behind this walled city that was really a prison. They'd be tricked into that. After a few generations of that, they live behind a walled city. Soon they said, we've got to bind your feet where you can't even walk. You're too powerful to be able to walk. Soon you can't feed yourself, and to prove that you're not wiping yourself or that you're not feeding yourself, you have to never trim your fingernails. Same thing with the British royalty. Up until recently, and the word is it's still done, they're not even allowed to wipe their own rear ends. If you don't believe me, same thing with the Chinese dynasty. It's called groom of the stool. So pretty soon, Congress won't even be able to wipe their own butts for security measures. I'm not kidding about this. This is what the bureaucracies do. In China, in England, they had groom of the stool in France. This is how they operate, where the bureaucrats must do this. But it's, and you're laughing. This is not a joke. This is how far they'll take it, where their feet are bound, where they can't walk. They live in prisons. This is the same government psychology at work here. What did they say with Dominique Strauss-Kahn, who now looks like is being set up? They're now saying they have a law they're trying to pass in New York State where all women or workers have to wear a government panic button to be able to be around men. Because one man might try to grab a woman, like Schwarzenegger or Khan reportedly, and so all men are rapists and all women must wear panic alarms because somebody might try to rape someday. Guilty until proven innocent. Total surveillance. In England, 22,000 homes every year with firstborn children have cameras for months in the house, guilty until proven innocent, to make sure the parents are doing everything properly. Meanwhile, the state's five times more likely to abuse children than anybody else in Europe and in the U.S. If you pull up the statistics on that, just type it in. State children in five times the danger in state custody. Who watches the state? Who controls them? Who keeps us safe from this giant nanny state system that seeks to take control of all society? I'll be breaking that down more later. Now, here is the biggest news, and this shows how there's this continuity of control. You have last year $17 million given in 1 week by Big Agra openly to pass Food Safety Act. Now, the violations, the salmonella outbreaks, all of it were at big mega agribusiness plants. With the concentration camp chickens all caged up. All the violations, all the outbreaks were them. Then they come with $17 million in 1 week during the attempted passage of that bill, and it openly was written by them to shut down family farms, ranches, the free-range chickens, all of it, and they were going to be exempt from the new regulations designed to shut down the local farms and ranches. So they're going after that. Obama has now given thousands upon thousands to McDonald's and Walmart-type outfits where they don't have to get the government-mandated health care for their mega corporations, but your small company has to buy insurance for your employees. Again, unfair trade advantage to shut you down. It's like a Nazi Germany. If you were a Nazi, you'd have to follow any of the rules, and your businesses could operate. You could have a farm. You could have a ranch. You could have a factory. You were exempt. The Nazi regulations As Mussolini said about his system that Hitler based it on, he said fascism should more be properly be called corporatism, the merger of the state and corporations for a select few, the opposite of free market. See, the left thinks government's going to save them. The right thinks corporations are all perfect and going to save them. The difference is there's mega corporations that finance big government to create government welfare for them, taking our tax money, and then passing laws to shut down all true local sustainability. Now, let me expand. I was telling you about federal blockades. Telling Texas, remember 4 years ago when the states were rebelling against the Real ID Act, standardized driver's license for everybody under federal control to track you, and the feds said, you won't be able to get on a plane if your state doesn't do this with a driver's license. You won't be able to go to a national park. That's now begun with states that didn't put it in place. They're not letting you on planes. They're not letting you in national parks now. Oh, we don't accept this state ID now. They're not complying. I've got that in the news. And they are announcing now, DHS merges with Pentagon and NSA under Obama's cyber threat plan. Kurt Nemo's headline, he's reporting from CBS News. It's worse than that. I've read the Cybersecurity Act sections here on air. It isn't merging. The Pentagon is already running everything. They're already running everything out of Colorado Springs, the real site of COG government. They are already running the system out of the NORAD underground command bases on record. And they admit here that all private networks, all private systems to protect America will have to put in place the federal network systems. And what did they announce 2 weeks ago? The government's going to be breaking in on your cell phone. The government's going to be breaking in over your TV. The government's going to be sending you text, cutting off your phone call. What else is being announced? They're announcing in the news that they're meeting in Europe right now to worldwide put this system in for government control over the internet. But they admit in the Reuters article I have that it's being written by Google, Microsoft, Yahoo.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
To sum it up, simply and succinctly, the New World Order is government for, of, and by piratical, unelected mafia crime syndicates known as the Fortune 100. I mean, you can pick any one of the Fortune 100 you want. Wells Fargo, $378.4 billion in laundered drugs. The aircraft, shipping the drugs, leased by them, everything. And they don't even get in trouble. They pay a 0.3% fine on it. And I can go right down every one of the corporations and just give you unlimited that they're above the law. They don't pay taxes. They don't do nothing. And then they come in and lobby to raise your taxes because they then take that money offshore in banker bailouts to themselves. Monsanto, all of them, Archer Daniels, Midland, Tyson, all on record. Tyson can have hundreds of violations at one plant. Their competitor has one violation at a chicken plant, shut down. Tyson, nothing can stop them. This is all about consolidation. And I mentioned to you DHS merges with Pentagon and NSA under Obama's cybersecurity threat. I got news for you. The DARPA and the Pentagon created the Internet. They've already got the whole thing in place, the kill switches, the control switches. Even CNN admits it. They're just now announcing it because they're going to start using it. Here's CBS News. One key aspect, oh, it's so positive, of the plan is to put the DHS mission to protect U.S. federal civilian networks on par with the DOD's mission to protect U.S. military networks, giving the DHS more autonomy to act against cyber threats on behalf of the government than before, writes Elizabeth Montebeno for the technology publication. DHS has also sought to merge the effort with the NSA and various civilian operators. And then you read into it, it's a standardization for the telecommunications systems. They already have it. They already have the kill switches in all the phones, all the major hubs. It's all in the Telecommunications Act of 96. Now phased in, put into place. And the whole article breaks this down. So just total control. Now, internationally, the same thing's being announced. Internationally, the same global standardization. Just like they have naked body scanners going in all over Europe. Very same systems, very same companies, very same procedures. It's continuity of agenda. Same thing in Australia. Same carbon taxes being put in. Same ban on phosphorescent light bulbs. It's all about that they have global control. Corporations come in and lobby. Government passes laws. You've got to buy their products. GE takes control of the White House Economic Board, shuts down their competition in coal-powered plants. They stay open and get waivers to operate as dirty as they want. Just like Obama's people get waivers on health care. I mean, you name it. Pure mafia, naked, out in the open. Here it is, AFP. French news agency, key internet summit to discuss online rules, global rules. What are they calling for? Government without any order, any court, be able to shut down sites for copyright, speech, whatever they want. YouTube in Europe and England already putting up the message, this video removed because of government request. It's already starting in the U.S. AP, internet rules at center of G8 forum in Paris. They're all there, the bureaucracy, not the parliaments, not the Congress. And you read the article, what are they calling for? Sarkozy Web Initiative faces reality check. So he's the extreme guy saying total control. They're going, no, only partial Sarkozy. And it goes on, Sarkozy, who's notorious among techies for creating a law that calls for copyright pirates to be cut off the Internet, period. And that means an Internet ID, that Obama's announced that. Lauded the gathering of executives and included Google Inc.'s Eric Schmidt and Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg for helping fuel the Arab Spring and spurring economic growth, the new CIA fake uprisings. Now they've kicked the old dictator out. Now they're going to charge him. Mubarak, and the country's even worse, just what they wanted. Here's another one dealing with it. White House hires a, quote, new Terminator to go after their critics on the web.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.